Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klamim Hey Simon Aleph. Now the Chayadim continues and he says, "Im Tzarek Lishtos Ha'adam Kodem." However, if the question is drinking, so a person goes before the animal for drinking. The Chasiv Hishkisa Es Ha'edo Ve'Es Be'irom. And Pasuk says, Parshas Chukas, that the water comes out and will give the Eda to drink and will give the animals of the Eda to drink as well. So that they see from the Pasuk that the Bershams was first interested in giving the water to Klai, so to drink, and then only after that to the animals. So again, so we're learning from the ways of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Over here, we give the drink to the person first. So this is a Sefer Chassidim that says this. The Gemara never discusses drinking. So the Sefer Chassidim, which is one of the early Rishonim from Germany, says this point. And the Magen Avraham in Timkuf Samazayim, where this halacha is brought, quotes this statement by the Sefer Chassidim that Shtiyah is a different order. He doesn't say any reason why. He just says that's the facts. Some suggestions, drinking is maybe more important for a person, so therefore the Torah did give the kedima to a person. The time it takes a person to take a drink is not that long, so then the person can take a drink and then go feed the animals, or give the animals to drink. I want to share with you an explanation which is a little more on the Musar side, but I think there's a lot to the story. So the Yad Ephraim says the following. He says he wants to suggest, why is it that the animals go first when it comes to Achila? The question being, we know that in Halachas of Kedima, the Kohen goes before the Levi. For comes to serving by a meal, you give kedima to the Kohen, you give kedima to the Talmid Chacham. We have a level of chashivus which goes first, and that level of chashivus, obviously an adam is more chashiv than an animal. So why would it be that we would feed the animals before the human beings? So this halacha primarily is referring to the owner, and the question is, should he be feeding his animals before himself? So he says the person has to realize that maybe the reason why he has parnasa and he has food is not in his own schus, but in the schus of the animals. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Tomid. The Gemara says a story that Alexander the Great, was traveling and he came to a country and he met the king of the country. And the king said he's about to adjudicate a case, he's about to judge a case. And Alexander asked if he could join. Two people come in. And one sold the field to the other, and the buyer says, "I found a precious stone in the field, and since I only bought the field and not the precious stone, I want to give the stone back." And the seller says, "I sold you the field. I sold you everything in the field, including the stone. So I have no right to take the stone back." So the king said to the seller that you have a son. He said to the buyer, he says, you have a daughter. He says, well, why don't the two of them marry and you'll give them the precious stone as a wedding gift from the two of you? And that's what they did. So the Morris says that Alexander was sitting there looking surprised. So the king said, I didn't judge it well. Alexander says, you judged it very well. Well, why are you surprised? He says, how would you have judged it in your country? He says, I would have taken both of them and killed them and taken the stone for myself. So the king of this country asked Alexander, does the grass grow in your country? He said, yes. Do the trees grow? He says, yes. Does the rain come down? He says, yes. Are there animals in the country? He said, yes. So that has to be. He says, what do you mean? He says, I can't imagine that the rain should come down and the grass should grow, the trees should grow in the schus of human beings. Because if that's how you act, then you don't deserve it. But it must be in the schus of the animals. Adam Abeimot Hashi Hashem, the Medrash says, brings the same story, and it says that the teshua that Rashi makes for the Adam is because of the Behemoth. So the Yad Ephraim says that the message over here to the owner is maybe the reason why you have your food and your panosa is because your animals need it. It's not in your own schus, it's in the schus of the animals. So that's referring to something like food, which has to grow, has the rain has to come. There's a whole process. The Rosh is only going to send that process exclusive of the animals sometimes. But in regards to the water, which is found everywhere, so water, which is found everywhere, we don't have to assume it's exclusive of the animals, that the human beings have a right to partake of on their own volition as well. So, a Musar thought, every time a person feeds his animals before himself, he's wondering, according to the Chayot, according to the Yad Ephraim, that maybe he's not acting the way he's supposed to be acting, and that's why the Rosh only is willing to give him his parnasa and the ability to have food in schus of the animals. Have a good day.